right, I sighted the microphone from the green light to the speed trap. Ray Reno and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! It's mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands for the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Eat, Ray Garino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway sign. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
This isn't fair. We got Joe Duck walking in the studio.
Well, somebody's got... Hey, where's my mic?
Where's your mic is on.
Is this
on.
A hint? I can't hear... Can you hear me? I can't hear me.
I thought I heard you. Let's try this, because we had the...
Is that better?
Yeah, we had Uncle Teddy blasted in our ears. How's that, Joe? Can you hear it a little better now?
I think it's the headphones.
Maybe
can you guys
so.
Hear me on the mic? On the,
yeah, I hear you.
Okay, so...
Little
you
mic check.
That's it.
We'll anyway.
Hi there, Ray.
Hey, Joe. Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show, bringing you the finest entertainment automotively biased, if you will. And in the studio today, we have a couple of great guests. We have some guys from the UD. We got Johnny and Dougie. Boys, it's great to see you here.
Better known as Dartboard and Wrench.
I'm used to seeing you guys come out of dark corners and from around, like, toolboxes and...
Yeah.
Cars and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, we're face to face.
Exactly.
That is so
here we are.
Yeah, they're part of the family up there at the UD.
Definitely a rare treat for us here at Motormouth Radio because I got to say, there's more knowledge on this side of the bench, that side of the bench over here today.
Oh, there's tons of knowledge.
I don't care if you want to watch a car show, read a book, go to the internet. This is the brain trust right here. I mean, you want to know how to do it, how to fix it, how to break it, then fix it, or how to fix it, and then break it.
Or just burn it.
Yeah,
you see, like my mic. My mic, the pot was busted.
Oh, there you go.
Fix the pot.
Okay.
I got a cold.
About time you fix
something. Yeah.
About time,
yeah.
Right?
And I did it without my meter, too, and everything.
Yeah. So if you want to get in on this, you can give us a call at 516-572-7440 or check us out on any of the social media outlets, motormouthradio.com. We're on Twitter at Motormouth Radio and real underscore Motormouth Radio on Instagram and on Facebook, too.
Yeah, we're there, too. You look for us, now you really can't get away from us.
Yeah. And what you got to do is go check out those outlets. Because Joe has a new profile picture, which is really pretty scary.
Who, Wireman?
Wireman, yeah. No, that was a good picture, Joe.
Yeah,
that was very good.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, finally, we got rid of the ones with the snow.
And
yeah.
I won't tip the hand. I'll just tell people, go find it.
Yeah.
So, you know what? We're going to go to, I guess, like...
The flashy thing there.
Yeah, we're going to go here and energize and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes. What's happening?
Bob from Aqua Center.
What's happening, Bob?
Hi.
I see you introduced. You got two guys doing a guest shot, so I'm going to run this by you. I've been thinking about it all week.
Okay.
Okay.
And obviously, I'll make a donation on the other line 38 later on after I
much appreciated.
Run this by you.
572-7438 is the donation line for the because we're in the March Madness of fundraising.
Exactly.
So
well, absolutely, I want to be party to that. You guys have been great throughout the years. Mm-hmm. Did you get my text in reference to that? My nomination for Person of the Year.
I didn't get a text. No, I didn't get a text because you don't have my number.
I think I sent it via the
email.
The Motormouth contact. I also put my number on that, so you can call me back at any time for that. I wanted to make sure I had it right.
I didn't get that. And I tell you what, motormouthradio@ncc.edu is the email address.
All right, so I sent it to 200,000 people, and it's
Everybody it's else, everybody else has your number, but me.
Everyone else has it.
Your generosity is now well
it's
noted.
Just so typical.
Well, Bob, I tell you what, you make a donation, and you will win one of the prize spots to be able to come in and sit here and do a show with us, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are great.
Yeah,
so, we try.
On an important note,
we got person of the year. We need to get that resolved.
I'll square that away with you today.
Okay.
So I was trying to keep the 6 liter, the 2002 Suburban 2500 alive. So I want to run this by you guys.
Sure.
Chevy's been good to me. I got no complaints. The truck owes me nothing. But between New England travels and traveling down to the Chesapeake, I need the vehicle to either be right or I have to look for something else.
Understandable.
So it's a 6 liter, and it's been used well. It's been serviced pretty well. I keep it, the oil and filters immaculate. But I had it laid up for, say, 6 months. And then I put it back on the road and brought it over to Chevy. And Chevy, they did right by me. Now I'm starting to hear, I don't know if it's a lifter or if it's a rocker. Is it super pronounced? No. But it's enough where, my ear definitely catches.
Ticky, ticky, ticky.
Yeah, I'm hearing it.
What about a fuel injector?
So I let it warm up. I get the oil pressures fine. Oil's clean, filter's clean. It still runs so strong. On the parkway south, man, it runs strong. I'm obviously not going to run it that high anymore when I go south, but I wasn't too sure if it was a lifter or if it was a rocker. Now, when I had the other Chevy 396, we pulled the valve covers off and we tied it down a little bit. Obviously, I can't do that now. So, what's my course of action? Is it normally a rocker? Is it a valve holding up a little bit? Is it a lash? What am I looking at?
It could be a lifter. All right. Uh-huh. It could also be a sticking valve. There's been valve train problems on them 6 liters. Generally speaking, that's accompanied by a misfire in that cylinder. All right, so you've been lucky. Right about now, to start ripping into it, you'd have to start shotgun and stuff. I mean, by rights, you would have to pull it. I mean, the quick and dirty thing, which is not even really that quick, is to yank the valve cover and just kind of lay a hammer handle on each one of the rockers and see if anything collapses. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or an extension, nice half inch extension.
Yeah. Somewhat bit of mass destruction.
Yeah, so you can hear it. Yeah, right.
Right.
See if it's out of adjustment.
Well, if you can stop it, then you look at a weak lifter.
If it's adjustment, I mean, it's. I think on that motor, what is it? It's down. It's zero lash on there.
It's an LS motor, so you pretty much got to torque it. There's no real adjustment on it. It's an LS.
That's what I'm saying. Zero lash. No, it's just tight down.
There's zero adjustment on that then?
Yeah, correct. So. I'll double check that for you in a minute. But yeah, it's pretty much most of those LS motors are zero.
It's not like a 396.
Yeah.
You can adjust it, which did you a favor.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. So then my options are kind of limited then, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, first of all, but you're not getting any misfires or anything like that?
I'm not burning any oil.
Okay.
I got 150,000 miles on it. I'm gonna go through a little bit. I hope I'm not boring you guys with this question.
Oh, not at all. No,
Bob, you did call Motormouth Radio. This is what we do.
Yeah, hey, seriously.
No, don't worry.
Not for nothing.
Yeah,
we're trying to figure it out. Right here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But
my issue is, should I replace it now? Should I consider a crate motor? Should I consider a
I wouldn't go ripping a motor out.
For a friggin' tick?
No. Come on. No.
In unison, I like
you're way, way
that.
Premature way on that one. Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, you got to figure it out and find it.
Yeah.
Can always go old school and try a little additive.
I was thinking that, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also have the thought that, just say for argument's sake, I do the engine work, and I has 100.5 on it, and I was pricing out some, GM replacement motors, It's legit motors,
Right.
So do I put it into the repair, or do I just say, give me the new engine?
I know where you go, and I see where you go, and if that's where you're going to end up, why not just start there? But
STP,
you don't know, you don't really know
Lucas,
that yet.
Maybe
Lucas STP treatment.
See if the noise gets
Yeah.
You know, less than then you know where you're at.
We're all saying the same thing. The Lucas oil treatment is very good.
Right.
It is.
Yes, it is. Yes. That happens to be a very good one.
I like STP is good, too, that treatment. You know, you buy that and you dump it with the oil change. I mean, it's because it comes out like molasses, but that...
Yeah, yeah.
If it goes by the lifter, you might get a chance.
It gets into places,
quiet up.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well...
But quieting it up is appreciative, but it's also, but it's also a mechanical issue where I'm looking at, you know, normal wear. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, all right. So I'll bring it back to those
guys. If it was me, I'd want to know more. I'd want to figure out where that noise was coming from before I had a plan of attack.
Exactly.
But,
so it just may mean you may have to drive it to the Motormouth studios here so we can take a look at it out in the parking lot.
Come right now. We're here. We get done here.
After the show,
yeah.
We ain't going to be doing nothing. We'll go out and take a look. We'll read some magazines. Smoke a cigar. Right.
I'll bring a bottle of Lucas and a bottle of something else.
There we go.
Now you're talking.
You're all in now.
All right, now let's take care of old business. The Motormouth Radio Person of the Year for 2017 has not been resolved, and we've been waiting for you with bated breath.
All right, so I wanted to make sure you had it correct, so you can correct me on the air, okay?
Right.
All right, I believe it was a gentleman who had spoken to you throughout the year, maybe once or twice. Twice, if I recall, they had the show. I believe it was in Bald Hill, and all their donations went to, I believe, the Wounded Warrior. Is that correct?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. That was that the place with the Camaros? I think it was.
Oh, that was back a while ago. Yeah, that was last summer.
I know it was, but it was this year, and that's why I wanted to talk to you after the year.
Right.
It's hard to follow Christian. Christian's an animal, you know?
I know. He is. He is, and he's still continuing to be.
That is my nomination, and I stick by it.
Okay.
Guys like that who have, you know, all these families come out, beautiful cars, phenomenal day. They're not asking for a dime. And, you know, if they're doing just that, they're not just doing that. They're doing everything they can throughout the year for those individuals.
Very true.
We had great guests. My nomination is for those gentlemen who run that show, and all their donations will go to the Wounded Warrior.
Excellent. All right. I'll get to the bottom of that when I get to the paperwork.
Yeah. That sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. By the way, those are not adjustable rocker arms. I was looking it up while I was listening with one ear there. Those are tightened down.
Right.
Yeah. They're tightened down.
Zero lift.
Yeah. So like
zero
a Pontiac. Lift. Yeah, like a Pontiac or a Buick.
Oldsmobile.
Is there a torque specification on that, Joe?
Yes,
there should be.
Bringing
that
up. It's like 20 foot-pounds.
Yeah, Pontiac was 25.
No, it's 30 newton meters was about or 22 foot-pounds.
We don't do fig newton meters in here. We talk about...
No, well, you know, you might have to use a metric wrench on it or something, you know?
Oh, geez.
But what I was going to say, too, is I had a misfire on one of those motors, actually a 5.3, which is basically the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Truck sat.
Yeah,
long story short, they actually ran some additive through the oil twice and freed up the lifters. This thing actually had a legitimate misfire that we tracked down to being a compression issue.
Yeah, I guess we're thinking, we could be looking at sticky lifter, which could be solved with an additive, or we could be talking about a worn lifter, which you got to replace.
Correct. Okay.
Which isn't the worst thing in the world on an LS.
Try the additive first.
Yeah, try the additive, exactly. The hell?
Now, when I dump the six quarts new filter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that in addition to the six, or because is it a pint? Is it a 16-ounce bottle, Lucas?
Typically,
the
they're like
bottle?
A pint.
Yeah, they'll tell you the ratio on the bottle, how many ounces per.
Yeah, an overfill on it slightly ain't no big deal.
Yeah, right. But you could put it in. You know, you could make it make the six quarts exact. Yeah, it doesn't have to be exact, but.
Guys, I want to thank you for everything. Thanks for a great year. I'm sure there are a lot of families that thank you for your efforts throughout the year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.
We appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, talk to you soon.
Okay, let's know how you make out.
So long. All right, that was Bob. We are going to take a first break and take a breath. And then and we should be talking to...
I'm going to assume the lotus position and do some zen.
Exactly, yeah. We should be talking to... I know you can't get into a lotus because...
Oh, no.
Door sills a little too low.
The crack in
those,
getting out's the problem.
We should be talking to Brian, the Matco guy from out of state. We met him on Playing in Traffic on Thursday night. He's supposed to call today. We'll talk tools.
Cool.
But I don't know. We'll see if he calls, and if not, we'll... So for now, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back in a few minutes. Keep it where you got it.
Do you own a car? Or have you ever seen one? Then you might be one of the millions of Americans who suffer from there's something wrong with my car, but mechanics cost too much itis. Call the Motor Mouse at 516-572-7440. Our trained staff of two will help. There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Motor Mouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
Hi, I'm Rob Leonard, host of Beatles Songs for the past 24 years right here on WHPC. Beatles Songs airs every Friday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., playing the music of the Beatles together, apart, along with Beatle cover songs and songs the Beatles covered, along with songs a Beatle either guested on and or produced. And of course, we provide Beatle news. It's not the same show where they play the same 10 songs. So join me every Friday for Beatles Songs. 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
All right.
Ready?
All right, the song ended, so we didn't have anything to come back to, but we are back with more Motor Mouth Radio.
We're way back, yes.
And we do have a caller on the line.
Yeah,
our caller on the line. Caller, if you're listening, call back, because we obviously had a little faux pas. The song never ends when we're live. That's odd. All right, we're back. We have flashy things. We'll go back and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, Ray, it's Brian McKinney. How you doing?
Brian, the Matco guy. How you doing, Brian?
What's up, Matco?
Doing
dude?
Great. How about you guys?
You're great. Great. You're on the line with myself, with Joe, and John and Doug from the UD, some of our good friends.
How you doing?
Hey, all right.
What's going on?
Sounds great.
We all use tools extensively, so you're the guy who's the perfect to talk to, I guess, right? Tell us what's
new and happening. Well, I've been selling Matco tools for a little over 16 years. My route's down here in Silver Spring, Maryland. It's right outside of D.C. And I love helping guys out when they have a problem.
Yeah, the tool guy is a big part of a mechanic's life. If there's a special tool or something that they need, or like, oh, geez, you know, I can really use them short sockets right now.
Well, you know what? They have a new line, Snap-on does too, and so does Matco, of these mid-size sockets. I don't know if you guys
have
seen them.
Those are great.
Oh, man.
I love them.
They fit places.
Brian, have they been selling?
Oh, they've been selling great. Like I said, they've been around for a little while, and like I said, they just started to reemerge, and people using them. They kind of go through phases. All tools kind of go through like phases. You know, you'll be using one type for so much, and then it kind of dies down, and you'll find something new and more exciting, and then you go back to the old standards.
Okay, all right.
Well, everybody has their favorite tools. So.
Were you guys doing any kind of special with that promotion to sell those sockets?
Actually, we just had a really big promotion on those where we had, I think it was like three different sets of standard and metric mix, and we had those for a really good price, and you can build up your sets. Basically, like buy two, get one free type of thing.
That's nice. That's always good.
That'll work.
Yeah, car guys like free, that's for sure, right?
Sure, yeah.
Why not?
Tools are expensive. Anyway, you can cut yourself a break to get some more, that's definitely on my radar for sure.
We sure know about that.
the especially new guys in this business, I tell them that's the easiest way to build up their toolbox. You know, buying stuff and you get something for free. You know, we do that. We have that with a die grinder and a drill or maybe a hammer. And a set of punches, you know. We try to, sometimes they're not even related, and it seems kind of weird, but, you know, tools are tools, and we all need them.
Yeah, right out of doubt.
You know, we were talking on Thursday night on the Plane and Traffic show, Lou, we got into talking about wrenches and long wrenches, and it's, I realize that's a little bit of a facet in my collection that I don't have, and I'm looking at these wrenches that look to be like 16, 18 inches long. I'm like, hey, that looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
So
It is amazing. Didn't mean to cut you off there, Ray, but I sell a lot of extra long wrenches. Seems like a lot of guys like it for the leverage.
Yeah,
leverage.
Well, right.
You're not locking two tools together again.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah, two wrenches.
Yeah.
Or bust a knuckle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just put the ring in the other wrench and go. and hope you don't break your knuckles.
Yeah, which led me to look into this other tool during the week, Joe. I sent you the link for the, what the hell was that thing called? It's an extender you put on the wrench.
Oh, yeah. So, that, it was independent. That was very cool, yes.
Yeah, and there's
Eric
another...
Eric the car guy tested that thing.
Eric,
yeah.
Right. So there's... You know,
that was known as the pipe.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So, Brian, how does a tool guy stay in business? Because I know myself, you know, you don't always buy a lot of stuff. I mean, when you have your core tools, you can, yeah, I can coast on what I got for a long time. But, you know, you get back in a truck and you want to, you know, you want to spend.
You want to sell.
So,
well, it's kind of funny. The two ways that a tool guy stays in business is, one is a budget.
Okay.
You gotta stay in a budget. And two, thank God there's guys like you that are tool junkies.
So, oh, God, are we ever. Yep.
You're always selling
good
tools
point.
To guys that have everything. So
yeah, that's a good point. Very good
you
point.
You think you have every tool until you need it.
Right, exactly. Well, that's, you know, working at the shop where I am as a fourth job, I'm telling the guy I'm working with, he's a younger guy coming up in the business, so he's buying now new stuff. And I said, yeah, you're buying your core tools that you're going to have for 35, 40 years, that you're going to have these same tools, so get used to them because you're going to see them a long time. I said, but the specialty tools, and he sees me bring stuff from home to the shop. He's like, wow, what's that? I'm like, I'll show you what that is. Mm-hmm. He's like, wow, I didn't know that. Had a tool for that.
Time savers.
I'm like, sure. Those are the ones that really make your tool collection right. What it is.
Sure, sure, because that's you're the right. Kind of stuff trying to, you know, it's either that or you break out the torch and you start bending wrenches and stuff like that.
Right.
But meanwhile, there's
I'm
an actual tool. Oh, yeah, you.
Yeah, exactly. Brian, does Matco and any other tool companies do any kind of background and, like, how do they decide what tool line, you know, if there's a new tool that's going to come out? Do you know anything about the R&D process on that?
Well, I know a little bit because a lot of people submit ideas and, you know, we have a whole engineering department and they test stuff and people, again, once again, they get their ideas from mechanics sending in ideas. Mm-hmm. And that's to any tool manufacturer.
Right.
Unfortunately, a lot of times, a lot of these manufacturers will kind of, they take the credit after the guy's done all the work.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's you know, they have to make it. They have to show. They got to get all that stuff.
A lot of R&D.
And then they sell the product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's, it's got to be tough because you got to figure on the tool company's part, they're going to put a lot of money into that R&D because they want to sell sure. A lot of tools because you obviously want to make a profit. That's the nature of business.
Absolutely.
Not, you know, you don't do this for the fun of it. So
they don't want a nitzel on their head.
But like, yeah, but like, exactly. Plus, but like I said, those, like, the case in point, those mid-length sockets were great because we've all used a short socket and said, oh, damn, I need it a little bit longer because it's pushing it off the extension.
Half the knot or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, but the Jeep is too far out. Sure. Yeah. Yeah,
trying to make it up with the ratchet handle.
Yeah.
Pull it on halfway.
Short extension, you're trying anything to get it where you got to
fit. The newest thing now are the extra, extra long sockets. I'm selling sockets, quarter-inch sockets that are 4 inches long.
Wow.
They're a socket shape, and they're, like I said, they're 4 inches long. And a lot of your European cars, Mercedes, BMWs, and stuff like that, they use it because they're down deep into like a bumper.
Right.
For bumpers or taillight assemblies or dealing with a door, because the time you get your extension and a little socket on there, and if it falls, it's down in the door. And some of these cars, that's never land once it falls down there.
Yeah.
That's the twilight zone. Forget
that's
it.
That's why I have an extendable magnet.
Well, you hope you can find it.
I had a thought. I think it was 2 weeks ago, Brian. I said, you know, working at the shop, I got all these. The guy over there has all the new LED lights. So at the top of his car looks like a freaking operating room. I mean, beautiful. For me, oh, great, because I could see. But I said, I told Joe, the first thing I got to do is take one of them and put it under the car. Because I'd bend down like 5 times to get the sockets and the tools.
Sure.
And it's dark under there.
Yeah. You never know what you're going to meet.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure. Yeah, bring some fresh meat with you there. Whip or chair or something, because you never know what's going to come crawling out.
You're right. I mean, I remember, Brian, you're talking about 4-inch sockets. I remember back, all of us in the studio have done this. We've been doing this a long time, so this ain't our first tool rodeo. And I remember when I had to buy...
Circus, maybe.
I remember when I had to buy metric tools. I'm like, what? I got to buy another set of wrenches and sockets and what? Are you kidding me?
Crazy?
Yeah. So
somebody
now I'm thinking...
needed a job.
And now I'm thinking, wow, now mid-sockets, 4-inch sockets, 12-inch. What's next?
It's the way of the world. No, seriously. Metric.
New toolbox.
Yeah. I mean, mean, for the first couple of years that we had Metric, I remember, hey, give me that communist socket over there. They didn't even call it Metric. It's like, what's that one with just the one number, no fraction. I was like, huh?
It's 10, 12, 15.
Yeah, basically.
You know, 17.
Yeah.
I got one reverse for you. I got a guy who came to work with us and didn't have any standard.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because it came from a deal.
I can see that, sure.
And all he had was Metric. He was a kid.
Right, right.
He asked me, well, what do they mean? Half inch, 9 cents.
One of the best things that I had was that. I had a guy that said, do they make a 10.5?
A 10
and I was like, no. And he goes, well, I don't have any sockets to fit this 10.5. And I said, well, did you try something standard? And he looked at me kind of weird.
You just said.
Yeah.
That the guy came to work and he doesn't even know what that is.
These children.
See, that reminds me of something of the reverse. Joe, I was watching Eric the car guy and he was doing a tool and he needed a 12 millimeter socket on a bolt. It was an exhaust shield. And he says, well, he goes, it's too loose. He goes, so I got to go to the 11 because it was a 12, but just those
decrepitated. Yeah.
I was doing the same thing on a Grand National. Yeah. Right. It's an 11 millimeter, what I believe is an 11 millimeter brake line fitting, and you know, the wrenches just don't fit. And now what do you do? Because you need a really good fit on a brake line.
Exactly.
So what do I do? Guess what? That car's getting all new brake lines. snip.
There you go.
Cut it out. So anyway,
Let's face it. Everybody needs at least an extra drawer worth of special tools these days.
Oh, without a doubt.
They make like,
of course.
Yeah, they make extractors six point type sockets too for stuff like that. That
yes.
Sometimes the bolt doesn't fit quite right. You know, it doesn't quite fit right, so it's a little bit of an offsize, or at least it bites into the head.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they sell them on TV for like $39.95.
Oh, yeah.
Any size.
Right, I know. The one with all the little rods in it. Yeah, that fits everything. So Brian, besides working at Matco, what's in your car life in the stable? What's your
I have my first car that I got when I was 15 and a half, and that was a 66 Fastback Mustang that's in a million pieces, and hopefully one day it'll all be back together and back. And I also have a old International Scout 800A, corn binder. I like to hopefully one day get back on the road.
Ooh. Those are getting popular now. I mean, yeah. Aaron Kaufman just built one on his new TV show, a guy from Fast and Loud, and he was doing that the something of the hammers. It was a race. It's a off road thing through rocks in the desert of California, and he did one of them. A scout.
What year is it?
69.
Okay.
Cool.
But yeah, 69. It's 800A. It looks like a big file cabinet. I had got it with 35s, and I had flipped the axles, so it's like 13 inches off the ground or whatever. It's pretty
nice.
Or higher than stock. And then, of course, I still have my Euro trash would be a 87 Audi Quattro that I hope to one day put back together. But parts for that are really ridiculous right now. So
okay. You know, Brian, back to tools for a second, because we have a comment from the sky. I know some of the tool brands have done this, and I'm a big fan of it, even though I don't own any. But some of the companies have been laser etching the sizes on the sockets and the wrenches, or somehow indicating the size bigger than my dopey eyes can
see.
Is Matco doing that at all, or is it no?
We've done it on our sockets for the last 20 years, and we actually just started with. We have the traditional, like, gold color, basically, color that it is. And now we've just started with the neon green and orange.
Ooh.
Neon orange.
Yeah, that's popular.
So that you can have with the matching air tools, because we have our air tools in three colors, neon green and the bright orange and maroon.
Okay.
Design the tools.
Well, this way, too, if a guy like you, Doug, you got orange
up.
And John's got green and I got nothing, you know, like mine's just the old style, you know, you can tell whose is whose. And like, hey, give me back that air gun. Get over here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of my biggest questions when somebody comes out. If I have a deal on something and everybody's coming out to the truck to get something, first question is there any different color? Because, you get three or four guys with the same thing. somebody seems to lose it and steals it from the other guy, and yeah.
just
it's a whole
well, you know,
it'd
be cool,
ordeal.
I guess if the tool companies now had, say, you know, you can usually take the cover off the gun, maybe just make a line of covers, like cell phone covers.
Yeah,
yeah, I get the zebra stripe one, you get the polka dot one, Joey gets the...
Yeah, My Little Pony.
Is it My Little Pony?
So that's the old video.
Well, we do have, you know, Ray, we do have the colors, too. You know, the covers have different colors and stripes, and, you know, again, it's... You get the biggest problem for us is that that's just so much additional inventory for the same thing. So it's kind of hard to have everything.
Agreed. Yeah, because the truck
these days,
floor space in that truck is at a high commodity. I'm sure that's you got to cram a lot of stuff in there, and I'm sure there's stuff, you know, you never have everything that you need. But so how do you handle? Do you deal with your customers? Can they get a hold of you beforehand to order stuff? Hey, can we order stuff from you? Do you deal with guys that are out of state? I mean, what's the protocol?
I deal with a little bit. Unfortunately, or by my franchise agreement, if there's a Macco guy in your area, you're supposed to deal with him.
Right.
I'm not really supposed to go outside of my area.
Yeah,
I do have a few that don't have a guy. I mean, we're not everywhere, and you know, I do. I do have a Facebook page. It's Hey Macco Man on Facebook, or my name. You can just use Brian McKinney. I'm on there both ways, and or through my cell phone. I get a lot of texts. You know, I got something broken, and can you take care of it for me? And like I said, I live on a major road, so people drive by. They think every Macco Man lives here, or that's their Macco Man. But I get a lot of people stopping by, and
it's a Macco factory. Yeah,
fixed.
Just put out a sign: "Bring Mustang parts, and we'll talk."
There you go.
I've done that actually. I got a set of seats for the car. Guy needed some tools, and he had a set of redone seats. So, not you know, us guys, we'll take most anything, trade.
Yeah.
Or cash. You know how that goes.
And I tell you, knowing, being in the muscle car world, you guys have seen what the price of seats are going for these days. Bucket seats. That guys are getting like $1,000 just for the frames.
That's very expensive.
So, yeah, that's not a bad
thing. Stuff don't grow on trees. That's why, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Where it went.
Yeah. Brian, all right, we're going to have to roll a little. I'm sorry. You have what were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was just going to say that, yeah, a lot of people throw a lot of that stuff away. You know, they
used to go back in the day.
Away and they wish they had it, you know?
They're burning it.
Wish I had half of the stuff I threw away.
Exactly.
Half.
Quarter. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously.
Insurance jobs are just throwing it away.
Well, I don't think I have a Matco rep in my area, so I think it's safe to deal with you. So we may have to do some business here.
It's a nice Facebook.
No problem. You've got my number. All you got to do is call or text.
So, cool. Brian, again, how would people throw out the information for people how they could find you again? So they, because some people don't pay attention the first time, you know, if they want to reach you.
Yeah, they can call or text me. My phone number is 301-219-7875.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a Facebook page. It's Hey Macco Man.
Yeah, I'm on it now.
And also, they can email me at heymaccoman@verizon.net.
Okay. Do you do Twitter or Instagram or any of that stuff? Any of the
social media?
I haven't
gotten that far. I'm kind of like Fred Flintstone. That's why my Facebook page is a little slow. But
join the club, brother.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's some incentive. Get on there and then follow us because we're on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
Motormouth Radio and Real_Motormouth Radio on Instagram, and we'll share some. We're sharing some shop pictures.
As long as they got money, it's not just just looking for pro mechanics. You're looking like weekend type mechanics too. We've got a
I've got four guys in the neighborhood. Like I said, when they need something or they try to do something, you know, I'm here to help. So
cool.
Money. I never turn down money.
Bring dead presidents.
No. All right. Well, Brian, thanks for giving us a call. We'll be in. We'll keep in touch and. And then we'll
great conversation.
Maybe we'll
see you
on Playing in Traffic.
Awesome.
All right, Brian.
I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Take it easy, buddy.
Bye-bye. So long. Bye-bye. All right, that was Brian McKinney from Matco Tools.
Yes.
A little different for us. He's down in the Washington area, but hey, we play with everybody, so.
Why not?
We're going to take another break. What's that, John?
Yeah. Why not?
We're going to take another break. This song was phoned in and requested for you guys. I don't know why, but it was some woman with some funny-looking hair and a really nice pendant. We'll be back with more Motormouth Radio in a few minutes. Keep it where you got it.
If I were a car...
I would go vroom, vroom, vroom.
If it's Motor Mouth's, it's WHPC.
See, this is hi-fi, okay? High fidelity. You know what that means? That means this is the highest quality fidelity. Hi-fi. Those are two very important things to have in the stereo system.
Join me, Kim Tracy, on High Fidelity for a mix of music with a focus on newer music and lesser-known artists every Thursday at 2 p.m. on the Voice of Nassau Community College 90.3 WHPC and streaming with the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps.
Wow, that's like crazy loud music. What are you listening to?
The best music on the radio. Come on, this is the Iron Age.
The what age?
The Iron Age, the show that brings you various types of heavy metal music from all over the spectrum.
Really? I've never heard of it. How do you know so much about it?
I'm the host.
Wait, if you're the host, how are you driving this car and on the radio at the same time?
Come on, don't ask so many questions. The Iron Age with me, Justin Sullivan, delivers the best variety of heavy metal music that you could ever ask for. Only on the Iron Age will you find music as ridiculously heavy as Meshuggah and Ocean. Piano, along with chill and relaxing tunes like Tool and Deftones.
Well, that sounds cool and all, but I think I'm just gonna listen to something else.
Ooh, I think that's gonna be a problem. I think you're gonna have to find another ride then.
What?
All right. Now we just go work on the Dragula after this.
We could do that. Yeah. We could shoot over to the AutoZam and play with that.
Yeah, we could do a tune-up. I could try scanning it, but we'd have to do a seance instead of using a scanner.
You know, and I tell you, and if you're a little stressed, listen to Music is Therapy, Thursdays at 3:30 on this station, hosted by registered music therapist Larry Carlson. This show looks into music's effects on human health and tells you how to de-stress, I guess. So
we'll
need some of that.
So stressed.
But the thing is flashing. The slide is sliding, so let's transport ourselves over here and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Good morning. It's the Bronc. I'm alive and well.
Hey, right. Bronc.
How are you guys doing today?
We are doing fine. We have Doug and John in the studio with us, two guys who really know how to fix stuff.
Right. I've been listening. You know, I'm sitting in front of my computer having my coffee.
They haven't had as much.
Yeah, show sounds good. I was just listening to that tool guy, and then you're getting like me with the blind sight. So what I did, which helps out on my impact sockets, I took white nail polish. I coated the indentations for the number, you know, whether it was the metric or the standard.
Uh-huh.
And then I wiped it off with a little brake cleaner. The nail polish got into the holes, you know, 19 millimeter, 18, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then when you have them in your tray, you could see them instantly. It pops right up, and you don't have to play hide and seek. And it doesn't wash off. So you just use a white enamel nail polish, coat it, wipe it. And mine lasts for a couple of years already.
That's not bad.
Wear and tear on.
I did a similar thing.
Good idea.
You know, now that I'm working at this shop, I have all my tools at home. I don't want to bring all of them over. Next time, I have nothing at home. So I've been buying some stuff at Harbor Freight because, you know, I'm there only part-time.
It's disposable.
Yeah, and I bought a set of impact sockets. And, of course, they're all black.
Get the colored ones.
Well,
right,
I got it by color now.
The black. Yeah. And then
they make colored impact?
Find the number on those things.
Oh, not the impact.
Right? You take the magnifying glass out. Yeah. You get the big Google Lights soda bottles, stick them on your face, and hopefully you can see the number.
I got to tell you.
Especially when you're under a car and you have two or three laying there and you're trying to figure out, you know, what is it, a 14, is it a 13?
Yeah.
So you see the white number, it glows right in the dark, and then it makes life a little bit easier. So it does help out.
Excellent idea,
I did kind of what you did, Bronc, but I took a silver Sharpie marker, and I colored in all the numbers on the sockets. But then last week I showed the other fellow at the shop, the younger guy, Mike. I said, look, I brought the best tool, because I brought my crow's foot sockets. I showed him those. I said, look, these, you know, we were talking. I said, I brought these here. I said, but I brought the most important tool I'm ever going to have. He goes, oh, what's that? And he's like salivating. I opened a small drawer in a toolbox, and I took out a magnifying glass. I said, without this?
It's getting worse and worse now.
Like, yeah.
I got to wear two pair of glasses under the car, one for close-up and one for seeing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Getting old. I don't recommend it, you know?
But we still glasses in the toolbox.
But we still do this,
gotta
right?
Have that.
Yeah. Hey, I'm 70 years old now, and I'm still crawling. I did two cars yesterday. One was a lower ball joint on a Kia, and the other was on a Denali, had to change a half shaft.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that was yesterday's playtime.
That's a lot of fun.
You know, it keeps you out of trouble, keeps you bent, keeps you loose. You know, you got to stay young and good-looking, you know, for all them little ladies out there that want it to drool. As long as the wife don't see
you're
okay.
Who's it to drool?
I thought a good question for discussion. It came up when I was talking yesterday, a couple of friends of mine, about buying parts. Should you buy new? Should you buy reconditioned or should you buy junkyard specials? So I look at it this way. If it's an electronic part, you know, like a motor or something along those lines, I'd rather get new. Two reasons. One is you get a better warranty. For example, I like using Dorman products, because most of them here are made in the States, and they give you an unconditional lifetime warranty, as opposed to a reconditioned part where they generally give you a 90-day warranty.
Right.
That tells you something about the product. And then also the time it takes to go to a boneyard. You're dealing with a car 10, 15 years old. You're getting a used part. You know, if it's like a hard piece, like a sheet metal or something along those lines, fine. But any kind of a disposable, a usable part, a conditioned part, I think you're better off going new. What's your guys' opinions?
Well, so it depends on who's making the part, because
you
know it's a matter of the quality of the materials and the quality control that they check them before they put them in the box. Because guys, we all know what new spells
never ever worked.
That's right.
We learned that.
Yes, we all did.
We went through that today, Joe.
Yeah. One of the house El Camino, one of the lights kept flickering.
Okay.
And I'm like, it's a loose connection. Someone wanted to like,
I thought the same thing.
Who banged the top of the fender?
Well,
I know somebody
I had to bang it last night when I was driving it home.
Yeah.
So then I did the old trick, took the
then he had to buy breakfast
and drove home with the high beams on.
The brights,
right. I don't get pulled over. But anyway, I told Joe this morning.
I just bought
them. And he said, no. Johnny goes, they're brand new bulbs.
Yeah, they're all four of them.
Okay.
Changed
what happened? I went and got the old bulb that came out, plugged it in, boom.
Beautiful.
Done.
Right. Yeah. It'll work, right?
Wow. That's another tip. Really don't throw nothing out until you know how to work.
Don't throw it away. Firebird, in 2000 Firebird. And he was complaining about the left tail light was dimmer than the right tail light.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what would you think right off the bat?
What part of a bad ground, don't you understand? That's the back of the T-shirt.
So pull the assembly out, pull the bulbs out of it, put new bulbs in, figure the old bulb, the other little dim, something like that, bad ground. Everything worked good. Right, put it back in, right? And then he starts complaining, look how dim it is, what's going on? So he was like kind of a backyard mechanic. He's one of the guys that works at the museum. Right, so he comes over, and he says, look at this, look at that. So I'm looking at the back of the car. Whoever had the car replaced the left taillight assembly with a smoked lens. So he had the smoked lens on the left side, and you had the normal lens on the right side.
That was giving donut!
Yeah, that makes sense.
I thought that was pretty funny at that point.
That was excellent.
It's just something, you know. You get a used part, you don't know what you're getting sometimes, or you're not paying attention to
what you're getting.
So,
very
true. Let the fun and games begin.
Yeah.
Right?
And then back to the bulb thing.
I'm
going to
run. I got to go out today, so I'm going to head out. I just want to touch base.
All right,
and just give you those words of wisdom.
Thanks, as always.
Great. All right, guys. Well, have a great one. Good luck, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
You got it.
Okay, take care, man.
So long.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
All right.
You know, with something as simple as a bulb, you would think, you know, how much simpler does a filament in a piece of glass get?
Seriously.
You know, and yet
even that.
Because
I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, was there a fire in there? Did he have his jacket draped over the thing or something?
Yeah, right. I thought maybe he's got a cataract.
Yeah.
You know, I had him in both eyes.
No, it was a firebird. I was going to say Rinkin.
Yeah, Rinkin, right. Well, let's, where phones are on fire, let's go back to the line and see who's on with the motor mouths.
Hi, yes. How are you?
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Laura. Who's this?
I'm Ray, Laura.
And I'm Joe.
Hi, Ray. This is Dartboard Doug's wife.
Oh, just
Mrs.
You.
Dartboard.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Johnny.
Yep.
I didn't know you were putting me right on. I wanted to mess with
you. No, you're live on the air. What do you... Let's...
Say hello.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Sure. Bring it on.
Well, what I had in mind, first of all, was the suicide mission, and that was to change the color of his 67 Chevelle from Tahoe Turquoise to Marina Blue to match the 65... Corvette that he's doing right now.
Well, kudos for knowing the names of the colors, because that's extra points.
She's
right
cool.
There.
Yeah, she's a keeper, this one.
Very good.
Sure. Oh, I can turn a wrench. That's why he's married to me.
Okay.
I want to help him out a little bit.
Okay.
How hard is it to change the heater core in the 93 Corvette?
Just insert any Corvette.
Just put Johnny Wrench on. He'll do it.
I've done a couple of those.
No, Johnny.
I've done a few of them. It's involved. Let's say it's not one of those. It's not an easy thing that you want to do on a Saturday afternoon because it's going to take you till like Sunday night to get that thing done.
That's not a piece of cake type of job. A lot of stuff has to come apart. Unfortunately,
most modern heater cores are like that. It's not like the old days.
They put the heater core down and then built the car around it.
Yeah,
kind of sort of. Yeah, whoever designs these cars, you got to remember they're looking to save room. Mm-hmm. All right, they're looking for ease of assembly and work on it. Who cares? Does it make it through the warranty? It could last 5 years and 1 week. It's not their problem. Then some poor slob.
Yeah, but it's like Dougie's other
car. Right. I'm just trying to be helpful because I know he's got a lot going on and the summer's coming. Right. And I want to get the car ready.
Well, you don't need heat in the summer.
I'm just trying to be helpful.
By the way, it's not leaking that bad.
Yes, it is. You don't drive it. I do.
There you go.
You ever notice that she keeps a snorkel on the dashboard?
and
flippers. Yeah.
And flippers.
It's not that good. Yeah.
Water wings. Yeah. That is a tough one. That's last one I did was on an 81.
Yeah, they're hard too.
Half the interior came out.
It's 68 up.
I'm telling you.
A lot of screws.
A lot of stuff. And it's down in the fender well underneath. Pain in the neck.
Yeah, step one, remove dashboard.
Yeah,
I'm looking in all data right now.
Yeah.
Remove dashboard, remove deflector, carrier knots.
Remove dashboard.
Yeah, I saw that 2 years ago when I bought the car. That's why the old additive.
This looks like a 2K, said Doug.
When I did that job on that Corvette, I was in a different shop, and the guy gives me a job. I was only working on Saturdays for the guy. So I said, okay. I said, I know what's going to happen. He was taking the core and sending it, waiting for the other one to come in. I said, it's never going to come in by the time I leave. I'm out of here. The guy on Monday is going to do it.
Even the older vets. The
freaking thing came back, and I had to stay late. He paid me, but, it was like...
That's a job. I did it on my 81 and my 70. Well, Johnny did the 81.
Yeah.
I did the 70.
Yeah, a lot of work.
The labor time is 6 hours, so...
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Let me see somebody do that in 6 hours. 12 or 24.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's 24 packs.
I don't... I'm not as quick as you guys.
Well, for all of us, it's... then you got the... They got to work into the labor rate, the getting down and getting back up time.
Right,
because you can kneel down fast, but getting back up, it takes a few extra seconds.
You got to set up the crane and stuff.
What crane? You don't need a crane.
For my fat little you-know-what.
Yeah. I want
to... You know, stick under
I want to come around with a line of either pants or knee pads for car guys that have springs in them so like you can just like boink, pop you back up,
Inflatable like that Jackie saw.
People are wearing gloves under the cars. Get your hands dirty, for God's sake.
Well, we do that too, yeah.
Yeah, but it's the bleeding on, especially in the interiors.
It was about a week ago, I was sitting home having dinner, my wife, my daughter, myself, and my daughter's like, oh, Dad, she goes, I'm just going to wash your hands. I'm like, I did. I was like, four times. I was like, this will take a few days to come off. I'm like, I got to lose some skin, And my wife says to me, like, you haven't been around your father-in-law, if you don't understand, like, that's normal,
Listen, my dad used to have to bleach his fingernails.
Yeah.
To get the grease out from underneath them.
You don't want to put it in when it cut.
Sorry, I don't even use... I go under the car, I don't use gloves. I'm old school, sorry.
All right, very good.
She's tough,
thank you for your assistance. So, Doug, just know that Corvette's safe. I'm not going out there to work on it.
Nice.
Okay.
And so is the Tahoe turquoise.
Don't take it for a ride. Don't worry about the heater car.
All right, Laurel.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks
Teresa's
for the...
Teresa's out with the van that's still running. Thank you, Joe and Johnny, for that.
Oh, no problem. The minivan, ding, ding. The Chrysler minivan?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I love that thing. Yeah, we got to keep that sucker alive.
She's supposed
actually
to jump?
Moving stuff with it as we speak.
Excellent. Beautiful.
All right.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Laura.
Have a great day.
Thanks a lot.
Cool.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Oh, very good. You see, you never know what's going to happen
she
on this show.
She just can't help
herself. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take our last quick break here, and I think there was another call in for you guys. We'll do that. We'll take a breather, and we'll come back with more Motor Mouth Radio. Keep it where you got it.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
You have a short in your horn.
Motor Mouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC. Hey, you in the car? Yeah, you. You're a fan of the music of Sly Stone. I know you are. No reason to hide it. You've probably been looking for a radio program that highlights his music. Well, then look no further. Let me introduce myself. I am DJ Solero. That's soul followed by air and an O. Solero. Well, never mind about that. Back to what we're both here to talk about. The Sly Stone Show features the music of Sly through the various artists who have covered and sampled his music, and I'll be playing some of the original music that helped impact a generation. Come on, I know you're looking for some feel-good music, so just keep your radio right here for the Sly Stone Show. And you might want to think about cleaning up your car before we start. This thing is nasty. Oh, back to what's important. It's the Sly Stone Show every Friday afternoon at 3 on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Oh my, oh my, oh my. Let me tell you about this fine show we have here at the station called Motormouth Radio. It is a car show hosted by Ray Guarino and Joe D. But you know what? It's not just cars. Sometimes talk about other things, and even when they're just talking about cars, it's about the love of cars. It's about the feeling you get. You know, they open up a hood and they say, damn, I want to redo this engine. Not everyone says that. These guys do. And like I always say also, you know, you watch those cooking shows. You don't cook, you can listen to these guys, not know anything about a car. So please listen to Motormouth Radio every Sunday, 12 noon, right here on WHPC. And if you don't listen, that's your fault. You'll go through the rest of the day saying, damn it, I didn't listen, I should have listened. Sort of like Motormouth Radio, you don't have to like cars to listen to them. It helps if you do, but you don't have to. Thank you.
Yes, that's us, Looney Tunes, on a Sunday afternoon at Motormouth Radio.
Well, that summed it up good.
One, that's one, a good one, frickin' frack.
Right? That was our new promo from Mr. Rob Leonard.
Who? I don't know.
I don't know.
We interchange.
We always change.
Yeah.
Can ask Frick. Frick or Frack or Frack or Frick.
Well, that's a good thing. Here, we're kind of like...
That. We have that was the guy's valve train made, right?
We got that modular thing. We can interchange. Yeah. We're also going to modularly go back to the phones and say, hi, you're on to Motormouths.
We're going to break it.
Yes, Qualley, you're on to Motormouths.
Hey, Qualley here. What's up?
Vic, what's happening? Vic, now we got a full room.
Now we got the crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's funny. You're talking about bucket seats. In about 10 minutes, Joe Mongos and myself, we're heading up to Brewster, and I'm buying another pair.
Really? For which car?
For the Gasser. I bought 63 International Scout low back buckets.
Ooh. Okay, what did you have before this, Vic?
I had 63 Olds F-85s.
Oh, okay. So why do you like the other ones better?
The one of fabrics, these are leather. A little lower bucket. I missed out on a set of Econoline red ones. They were down in Florida, and I missed them. Well, that means I got 6 sets of buckets now for trading stock.
Well, why not?
You can make a bus.
You usually got like 12 sets of wheels, 14 sets of headers. Yeah, you can make a bus, exactly.
Yeah, right. And I heard somebody has a 65 Corvair. I have a set of buckets for that.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yeah, black buckets.
I got brand new race seats in it. But keep me in mind if I'm ever going to go stock, you know.
Yeah, and Dorman. Dorman products are scrap metal.
Well.
They are garbage. Hanger bearings on certain cars, people want to cheap out. It costs $200 to install the hanger bearing. 6 miles later.
Oh, wow.
One day later.
Around here, like, we have to keep a, we have to be impartial about
political correctness?
Yeah, politically correct, right? You know, we have to make sure we use the right colors and everything. So, that's an interesting opinion you got there, Vic, because I know there are some people who may not disagree with you on that.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you something. I'm not going to disagree with them, because like I said on this show when I was building my Pontiac, I had a power steering pump on the car that I had since 65. It was never rebuilt. So I said, let me get a brand new... Oh, Dorman came out with a line of power steering pumps for the older car. Bought it, put the pulley on, put it on the car, bled it, did everything exactly like you were supposed to do to the T. Then I look, I'm in the car, and I see over the fender, it was like the little guy peeing. The stream of fluid was coming out of a little hole in the cap. I'm like, what
the... Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Right,
I'm like, yeah. So
I was like, where's the little chum with the vent hole. Can over there?
I took the pump off. I took the old 1965 pump that was never rebuilt, put the pulley back on it, fresh black paint, installed it. It's on the car today.
Yeah.
I took that other one back.
If you get the ones built by the 12-year-old Chinese kids,
yeah. They're a little better. I brought it back to Colvin. I said, listen, give me my $50 back.
Yeah. Right.
I want a refund.
It's a shame because, you know, we want the cheap cars. Oh, I almost said something.
Yeah, don't
we want the cheap parts.
See, Johnny,
it ain't easy. You're getting what you paid for.
Exactly.
There nobody
exactly.
wants to go with the Moog and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, we'd rather do it three times for $10 than one time for $40.
Well, yeah. I thought I was doing the right thing, and, you know.
Nope.
Well, that's not. Never worked.
That's why we got Joe over here.
That's why you use Spicer hanger bearings.
Right. You got to ask Joe and Ray what to get. That's why we have them.
Well, that's, you know, and you guys too, and Vic as well. If you talk, you know, if people are listening, all you got to do is find your friend or the friend of the friend, guys like us.
And get a consensus.
Who do this stuff.
Right.
And ask them, like, what would you use? What do you recommend? Everybody has, you know, everybody has favorites and
experience.
But like you said, Joe, get a consensus. Don't just go with the first thing you hear.
Right.
You know, shop it around a little bit.
Yeah, reputation, sure. You know what I mean?
You have to.
Because we get people come in. You sold this to me and it broke. No, I installed it.
Yeah.
You brought the scrap metal in. I told you it was scrap metal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
How much? Well, how much did I charge you the first time? Yeah. Well, that's what I charged you this
again.
Time.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, the labor's out the window. The labor's out the window. You're doing it twice. You're doing it three times.
Right.
It's, it's not, you know, not right.
It's the three B's. You didn't buy it, build it, or break it.
Oh, there you go. Right.
Yeah. What did they say? You pay me now or pay me later?
Yeah.
Just pay me.
Right.
Yeah, just pay me twice, you know.
Hit it with a hammer.
It's easy to take it out the second time.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
well, it's easier, yeah.
You know what the socket's off.
All the rusted bolts are out.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, unbelievable.
Yep.
Funny
all
stuff.
All right, my ride is here. I'm heading to Brewster to get my bucket.
Have a good trip, man.
Good luck. Hey, here's a piece of TV trivia. Say hello to Mary Ann.
All right.
Well, Anne Marie. I'm sorry. Anne Marie.
Exactly. As long as she walks down the track.
Yeah. All right, Vic. We'll catch up. We'll catch up with you later.
Take care.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Good luck.
That's what you call blowing a perfect setup, right?
That's okay. It worked out fine.
I'm thinking, Bruce, I went to Gilligan's Island instead. It's okay.
Yeah, Mary Ann.
That girl.
Right.
Yeah,
Anne Marie. Yeah, it was Marla
Thomas. Danny
Thomas'
daughter.
Marla Thomas, right.
We were talking about Danny Thomas last night.
Good man, Danny Thomas.
Yep.
Did a lot for a lot of people.
He sure did. Yeah, he did a lot of...
So he's like this. Don't you know? He said, I'm like, what? I looked at him like this. I forgot all about that.
Now, the common version of that is meh.
Meh.
Yeah, right? Whatever it was.
Yeah, that's the new version.
Yeah, that's the millennial pronunciation.
Right.
That's all guys.
Yeah.
Me? You get pissed off, you're throwing a wrench into you.
Yeah. That's what I was doing working on this Grand National with these freaking brake lines. And the brake line fittings, all I had at the shop were. I have a spare set of Snap-on American line wrenches.
Right.
But of course, I needed metric, so I have
metric.
Craftsman there. I took that 11, it went across the shop. I get this thing, this blankety-blankety-blinkety-blankety thing out of my sight.
Did you hit the 7-Eleven?
No, I hit my toolbox. I've learned a long time ago, throw it at something that's yours, because when you break somebody else's stuff, you got to replace it, and now it hurts
twice. Yours, you live
sometimes you got to heat it a little bit, and then, it comes off.
You know, you're right. But with a brake line, I've done that, and usually stuff explodes.
Well,
so, yeah. I used my inductor. I used the inductor tool,
the
and that didn't
cool.
work.
We got to bring that by over there and show these guys, because Johnny Wrench / Torch.
Jonathan.
All right, we're back on with Jonathan. Yes, Jonathan, you're on with Motor Mouth Radio.
I have a 79 Chrysler New Yorker, and I was wondering if I should put 2050 oil in. Is that a good idea?
For 79?
Is it burning?
Yeah, is it using oil, Jonathan?
No, not really.
Okay.
Does it make any
noises?
No.
Okay.
So then stick with what you've been using. What have you been using, like a 1040 or something?
Yes, I am, yes.
Yeah, then stick with it. If you don't have an issue, stick with nothing that you have to really fix.
All right.
What made you think about the 2050?
Yeah.
No, somebody told me the older engines, it's better if you use the heavier oil.
No, it's not better. It can help mask a problem if you have
it cuts you a little bit of slack there, but
all right.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, if you don't have a problem.
Leave it alone, in other words. Leave it alone, yeah.
If it, yeah, ain't, if it broke, ain't broke, don't fix it. It. Exactly.
How much longer are you going to be on the air?
Kim is coming in. We only have 2 minutes left. We're done.
All right, thank you. I'm glad I got you because the line was busy for a long time.
We were busy. We had a lot of calls.
Busy day today, yeah. Yeah.
Have a good day. I enjoy your show, okay?
Thanks,
thank you
so much.
You too. Good luck, buddy.
Take care.
All right. Thank you. Thanks.
Bye-bye. That was our friend Jonathan. He's from the city.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he lives in the city.
He's got a collection of old cars. He's called about a number of old cars.
Yeah, he started calling a bunch of years ago, and he's not a regular all the time. Like, whenever he calls, I'm like, huh, who's this? Because he doesn't sound like Vic. You know, but then I know, oh, yeah, Jonathan. Yeah, he actually listens to what we say, which is kind of...
Maron.
Yeah.
Man needs help.
Thank you, man.
But that's the thing. You know, obviously, if someone he trusts gave him a recommendation for a thicker oil, but, you know, now, what did we just talk about? Yeah. Get a consensus.
Exactly.
That's what he did. So that's a smart guy.
Actually, nowadays, I'm kind of leaning towards, like, Shell Rotella, which is primarily a diesel oil because it's got the ZDP. Yeah.
Right. Well, they also make oil for older motors.
Yeah.
The high mileage stuff. Right.
Yeah, but some of us can't remember that, but we remember the ones.
What'd you say?
It's the white joint.
Which one?
Bob, I don't know. It's very tough to do. Meh.
It's expensive because in my Fiat, I usually recommend I use some olive oil. And that gets to be a little expensive. You got to buy, like, you know, gallons.
Yeah, and you got to put the parsley in.
You got to make sure it's from Italy.
Of course.
You got to steal it from your mom.
Cold pressed.
Yeah, it's the extra virgin part that might be problematic.
The problem, right? Yeah.
Can't find any of that stuff in New York. Yeah. Do you believe we went through a whole freaking hour with these guys?
And I got to tell you, we were going to have Bill Carberry coming in for the talk about the guide dog cruise, but we got jumbled up with, he was supposed to come last week. We're working on him later in a month.
Yeah.
We also have someone from the Insurance Institute that'll be...
Oh, that lady, yeah, right.
Right, I'm waiting for confirmation. And who else do we have? We had somebody else, but they haven't committed, so and it isn't in the book.
Wow.
But you guys are welcome back.
Guys right here.
You guys are welcome back anytime you want to come in because...
Cool. Good. I'm happy I'm here.
We're with Joe every day. You see Ray here and there. You know how to get
us. Not enough. Yeah, I'd like to get down there more.
Yeah.
I'm down on the South Shore hanging out. Oh, what? We're done.
It's 1:47. 1:47 seconds.
You're right. You know what? We're done. Sorry.
Bye.
Time to go.
Adios.